Good day, I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, April 23. Coming up, Prime Minister to announce special commission to address violence. Security forces commended for professionalism during state of public emergency and CAPE students to receive college credits. The news in detail after the break.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Maths for you and me and he.
Parents gone to work, them I do the maths. We are early for school, me I do the maths. Me polishing my shoes, me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear, I fi do the maths. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. Maths in the schools need to improve that. Challenge myself, set goals up top. Maths are for me, maths are for you that.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has sought to reassure Jamaicans in the diaspora of the government's commitment to crime fighting. Speaking at a town hall meeting in London last Friday, Mr. Holness outlined that he will, among other things, establish a special commission to deal with the growing incidents of violence in the society. The commission will make recommendations for policy changes in the government to effectively deal with issues like intimate partner and domestic violence.
I've only pointed out a few instances of where we use violence, but we need now to develop the policies around them in a comprehensive way to make Jamaica a more loving society. So that if you choose to move back, you don't have to worry about crime and violence.
The Prime Minister left the island on April 12 to hold bilateral talks with key partners as well as participate in the Summit of the Americas and the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. He returned to Jamaica on Saturday. Students pursuing the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination CAPE will have an opportunity to earn credits that will be tenable at certain universities on the island. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says come September, the ministry will be working with the local Caribbean Examinations Council CXC office in Jamaica to make this a reality.
So you have a whole suite of subjects around your CAPE program, which will be equivalent to 60 college credits, 60 university credits, so that when you complete sixth form, you go into university with 60 credits, which means many of you will end up completing your first degree in a much shorter time, and you also reduce the cost of your university education.
Minister Reid was addressing students of St. Mary High School during a recent visit. The Police High Command is commending the security forces for demonstrating high levels of courtesy and respect for citizens in the St. Catherine North Police Division under the ongoing enhanced security measures. Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of strategic operations, Clifford Blake, says feedback from the residents indicates that the security forces have maintained high standards of conduct. SSP Blake is also assuring the public that the police and soldiers on duty have been trained to be professional in their interactions with citizens.
The conduct of the security forces has been exceptional, and I just want to lift my hat off to the members who have been operating under very difficult and trying circumstances all hours of the night.
Since the imposition of the state of public emergency in the St. Catherine North Division on March 18, 1,515 persons have been processed. Of that number, 1,431 have been released, 17 detained, and 67 arrested. Of those arrested, 19 remain in custody, and 48 have been released on bail. The enhanced security operation is scheduled to end on July 3. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reid, says he expects to see continued improvement in the mathematics results for external exams at both the primary and secondary levels this year. Minister Reid says the 2017 external exam results showed improvements in student performances when compared to previous years, and all indications are that the 2018 results will see additional improvement.
Overall, we're seeing the system moving in the right direction. So, and we are very happy that the new system that we have deployed in terms of the math coaches, the support of schools, the training of our teachers, the additional resources, the national standards curriculum, all of these things are inuring to a much better outcome in mathematics. You'll see that the people are far more excited, more confident about math.
Senator Reid was speaking at the recent National Mathematics Exposition staged at the University of the West Indies, UWI, Mona. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.